I'm outside the Village Bakery on a very noisy Orford Road with Emma Scott, and we've come to see Judy Bialetto's Penumbra show in the windows of the Village Bakery. We're on Wingfield Road, looking into the side window, and there's a huge triptych. Do you want to describe it, Emma?
It looks like the paintings have been made from a mixture of paints and plaster and some kind of fabric, and she has managed to create this beautiful triptych of paintings which show sort of trees at night, sort of very atmospheric and moody. It's very textural and beautiful.
What does it make you think when you look at it? Do you get any sort of feelings when you're looking at it, or any thoughts about
it? It's quite spooky. It sort of, for some reason, it makes me think of a graveyard at night. It's got that sort of spectral quality. The thing is, it's the way it's exhibited is behind this the glass window of this shop, the bakery. So it's behind glass, but it makes you want to reach out and touch it because it's got this beautiful texture to it. But unfortunately, you can't touch it.
Yeah. I don't know if you've noticed, but also there's a very faint reflection of us as we stand and look into it through the glass.
Oh, I can see that now, yes.
So we're kind of ghosts.
We look a bit ghostly,
in the forest.
Ooh, that's even spookier. Thanks
for pointing
that out.
It kind of adds to that, doesn't it? Which is really nice. Yeah.
Yes. Actually, yes, that is quite a nice quality to it. You kind of become part of the picture almost,
yes.
Don't you?
Yes. Some of the texture down at the bottom is very cracked, almost as if dry, cracked earth. It kind of recreates that idea, doesn't
it?
I think there is some soil used in making these paintings. I think I read that somewhere, actually.
I think she has got some kind of earth or plaster or something in there, hasn't she? But so it's very sort of mixed media and feels very earthy.
Is that webbing? There's like a sort of gauze webbing, isn't there?
Yes, it's some kind of fabric in there as well.
In the mid-ground on the forest floor.
I'd be interested to know whether that fabric is actually, you know, whether she found it where she was, doing sketches or painting from, you know, whether that's actually symbolic of something or
like
if it
site-specific
represents something.
Yes. Texture.
Because I'm sure she wouldn't have just plucked it from nowhere and put it into the
painting. How big would you say this is?
Probably about maybe 2.5 metres across by a couple of metres high.
It's a really big piece, isn't it? It kind of overwhelms you.
Yes.
It's a bit like IMAX cinema. You could kind of almost step into it off the pavement.
Yes.
Which would be really nice.
Yes, it is quite three-dimensional.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Okay, great. So we're going to move on now. And where are we going next? To
Grosvenor Park Road.
Grosvenor Park Road, where we hope there might be fewer enormous trucks running us down. Yeah.
And you might actually be able to hear us,
maybe. Okay, let's go and do that.
Let's do it.